Buck 50 Productions and Blackstone Audio present Animal by Quan. Read by Carrie Height. The dream is birthed by a thought, and is given heart, soul, and character by the road traveled in pursuit of that dream. Quan. Prologue. The rain had started early. From the dark clouds that had been brewing all morning, it looked like it was going to be a full-blown storm, but so far, it had been limited to a constant drizzle. They say that when it rained, it meant that God was weeping, and if that was the case, then he wasn't the only one, because there were at least 24 tear-streaked faces gathered around a hallowed plot at Rose Hill Cemetery. They had come to say farewell to a soul who was loved by almost everyone she encountered. Ashanti stood off toward the back of the crowd, trying his best to look comfortable. He was dressed in black jeans, a black t-shirt, and had two black bandanas tied around his wrists. Printed on the t-shirt was the phrase, "Gone, but not forgotten," and a picture of the deceased. King James had been pressing him to wear a suit, explaining that it was a sign of respect to the deceased, but Ashanti wasn't trying to hear that. A lot of the people at the funeral knew him, and therefore knew how he gave it up. So wearing a suit would have been out of character for him. Respect or not, he would say goodbye to his friend the same way he had said hello. G'd up. On the other side of the plot, someone had broken down into tears, which made Ashanti uncomfortable. He had been around death most of his young life, but this was only his second time attending a funeral. The first time had been when his mother passed, and that was only because social services made his current foster family take him. She had given birth to him, so they would all...